A new project in Ripon is encouraging people to recycle crisp packets. I spoke to Caroline Bentham from the Sun Parlour Cafe in Ripon, where the project is being run from.
It started off with a plastic-free Ripon, trying to get everybody to put less plastic out and about. So I stopped having plastic drinks bottles as much as I could and replaced them for cans, which then led on to the opening the community scrap fund down at the scrapyard in order to recycle metal. That's then since led on to the crisp packet recycling, which is TerraCycle's response and Walker's response to people. You remember the national campaign where people were posting crisp packets back to Walker's? So they have set up a site at TerraCycle where you can return empty crisp packets and they recycle them into plastic pellets to be reused to make other things like watering cans and benches and whatever they use plastic pellets for. So I thought, well, why don't we do that? Because we sell crisps, so that was something else that I could save. So I put it out on Facebook and round and about, my guide leader as well, so I've told all them and all the customers and everything. So people are saving crisp packets and bringing me them by the big bagful. I'm then taking them home, squashing them as hard as I can into cardboard boxes and sending them off through UPS, which is delivering them back to TerraCycle. And the idea is to recycle. That's first and foremost, is to recycle the crisp packets. But then as a byproduct of that, you can earn a little bit of cash back for a charity. So I've set up an account to be Christmas Light Fund at the moment. Then we can change it however we want down the line and see what happens. You do need a lot to get some money back.
I was going to say, because they're quite lightweight,
they are.
Aren't they?
You get £2 for 2 kilos. So the bag you'll see there is probably about £1.50 worth. But it all adds up, and that's not the main thing. The main thing is to recycle crisp packets. And so we've got loads of kids involved. Some of the schools are involved. That Grulthorpe School just been back this morning with a load. Trinity and Moorside and Greystones and St Wilfrid's, I think, they're all on board. And even schools out of the villages, Burniston, Ripley and Burton Leonard, I know are definitely collecting them and keep bringing me bagfuls. And I think it's important to get people on board. That's the main thing. And this has turned into a little bit of fun, but using it to collect the crisp packets that don't end up in landfill. So I've said that it could save me 50 packets. If they bring them in, they can have a free game of Cozy Golf. They think it's amazing, and they're making sure that they keep the crisp packets. So I think it's a community thing.
I guess as well, for the youngsters, it's great, because it's ultimately... If we don't look after our planet, it's going to be those guys, those children, those young people that are affected. So encouraging them at this young age to think about the environment is great.
Yeah, and it's just a case of having a different receptacle to put your rubbish in from lunch. So we could do, ideally, with somebody taking on responsibility for collecting the biscuit wrappers, because that's a whole other thing. And it's just like, I've got enough crisp packets in my house, I don't need the biscuit wrappers as well. But if somebody else would do that, that would be fantastic.
And who would have thought something so, you know, well, I guess it's packaging at the end of the day that needs
recycling. Yeah, it's just packaging. And it's crisp packets of any variety and those kind of snacky things, Frazzles and Quavers and things like that.
And if anyone is listening to this and thinks, right, I'm going to collect, keep my crisp packets throughout the Harrogate district, how do they do that? Do they come along to the Sun Parlour Cafe and drop them off?
They can bring them to the Sun Parlour Cafe, or they can take them to the Cathedral View Cafe, which is obviously right next to the cathedral in Ripon. Bring them in, that's the best way.
Thank you to Caroline from the Sun Parlour Cafe in Ripon. If you'd like to find out more about the project, would like to recycle your crisp packets in exchange for a free game of Crazy Golf, or to raise money for charity, please visit strayfm.com/food.